We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular. Double feature.
It's a story spectacular baby foodie double feature. Ooh. Today's culinary adventures are Barry Has the Blues and the Truffle Shuffle. If you enjoyed these tasty stories, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the scrummy yummy show you can take on the go. Listen along while you're cooking dinner, while you're at a picnic, or even while you're food fighting for justice. I'm your host, Angie. Today's show is a double feature with two spectacular baby foodie stories. First, we will visit a blueberry patch and help Mary Blueberry solve the mystery of the blueberry caper. Let's begin this tasty tale now.
Adventures of the Baby Foodie. Barry Has the Blues.
The baby foodie is a tiny tot who wears a cape to fly, then spins the cape around his neck to use as a handy bib for enjoying tasty meals. Along with his faithful companion, Hot Sauce, ooh, the baby foodie travels the globe, food fighting for justice.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
Today, the baby foodie and Hot Sauce journey to eastern Maine to visit a tribe of blueberries who are in a real jam. When they arrive on the scene, Mary Blueberry is there to meet them.
Hello, Mary Blueberry. I'm the baby foodie. I've heard your wild bunch of blueberries is in trouble. It's true. Us wild berries are feeling real blue. You see, we help feed many a critter in the area, like birds, chipmunks, and deer. But lately, somebody has been coming in and taking more than their fair share of berries. We'll just have to catch the sneaky berry caper in the act. Oh, Hot Sauce, please fetch me my bag of disguises. It looks like I'm gonna have to go undercover as a blueberry and stake out the blueberry patch.
With the help of Hot Sauce, the baby foodie paints his baby bald head bright blue. Then he hides in the bushes, posing like a giant tasty blueberry. For a while, things are calm. But then, suddenly, a baby bear comes scuttling out of the woods and proceeds to eat all of the blueberries in sight. The baby bear was eating her way closer and closer to the baby foodie.
Yum, yum.
Just as she was about to take a big bite, Hot Sauce leaps up from behind and captures the baby bear with a bear net.
Oh, dear. We caught you red-handed, baby bear. Or should I say, blue pod. Well, gee, I'm a hungry growing bear, and I just wanted to have a bear snack. Well, baby bear, you're just gonna have to sit down with Mary Blueberry and work out some kind of a meal deal.
Mary Blueberry sat down with a little bear and told her all about the other animals that enjoy eating the blueberries too. The little baby bear was just going to have to share.
From now on, I will make sure that I leave behind plenty of berries for the other animals. That way, everyone who loves blueberries can have a snack.
Mary Blueberry was very happy with the compromise she made with the baby bear.
Thank you, little bear. And thank you, baby foodie. How can we ever repay you? Well, the only payment I accept is delicious food. How's about a nice blueberry muffin? Well, that sounds like a very good idea. One blueberry muffin coming right up.
And so, the baby foodie turned his cape around to use as a handy bib while he enjoyed a tasty blueberry muffin with his trusty sidekick Hot Sauce and his new berry friends. Cheers to the baby foodie for another tasty adventure. I'm so glad to hear that Mary Blueberry is no longer feeling blue. The baby foodie and Hot Sauce discovered that the blueberry caper was just a sweet baby bear. And at the end of the day, the baby bear learned to share. If you enjoyed today's tasty adventure, then send us a note. You can post comments on our Story Spectacular Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Storytacular. Tell us where you think the baby foodie should journey to next.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
Now let's hear from another animal who learned a lesson about sharing. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends.
Animail!
Today's Animail comes from our listener, Honey Badger. Honey writes, "Dear Angie and friends, I'm a honey badger. I live in the Sahara Desert, and I'm always in search of a tasty treat. My favorite treat of all is honey! Anytime I used to see a beehive, I would try to help myself to the honey, but the mean old bees would sting me on the nose.
Yow!
I detested bees, but then I listened to this story, What Will I Be? And I realized that bees are pretty neat. Maybe I can even make friends with bees. I decided to show the bees all of my favorite flower patches so they could collect pollen to make their delicious honey. And what do you know? Now they share their honey with me. Best of all, it's sting-free! So thank you very much for the sweet bee story, and I can't wait to hear more episodes of Story Spectacular. Sweetly yours, Honey the Badger. Thank you for the letter, honey. I'm happy you're getting along with the bees now. Great things can happen when you decide to be kind. Looking forward to reading more Animail from our animal listeners soon.
Animail!
We had a really sweet show today. We went on another tasty adventure with the baby foodie to visit with some wild Maine blueberries. Baby Bear was taking more than her fair share, but the little bear learned to compromise with Mary Blueberry, and now there are enough blueberries to go around. We also read some Animail from a honey badger who worked out a deal with some bees in exchange for honey. Life can be so much sweeter when you learn to share.
Story Spectacular!
Double, 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 double feature!
For our second baby foodie story, we will journey to France. Here, we will tag along with Hamlet the Hog and search for tasty truffles. Let's begin our second scrumptious story now.
Adventures of the Baby Foodie! Fungal Boogie!
It's time once again for another installment of the Baby Foodie. He's a tiny tot who wears a cape to fly, then spins it around his neck to use as a handy bib while enjoying a tasty meal. Along with his faithful companion, Hot Sauce, the baby foodie travels the globe, food fighting for justice.
Tasty Ventures ahoy!
Today, the baby foodie and Hot Sauce are traveling across the Atlantic Ocean to visit southwestern France, where an exciting fungal food festival is taking place. Edible mushrooms and fungus of all kinds are being harvested around France for the festival celebration. The baby foodie and Hot Sauce are meeting with a noble pig named Hamlet.
Bonjour!
Hamlet's job is to be a truffle hog, which means he scours the forest floor and sniffs out prized truffles that are hiding just beneath the ground. But Hamlet has been having trouble sniffing out enough truffles in time for the festival.
Bonjour, Hamlet. I'm the baby foodie, and I hear you need help finding more truffles.
Oui, baby foodie. I'm afraid I'm in a bit of a slump. I've seemed to have lost my mojo.
That's all right, Hamlet. Hot Sauce and I will do our best to help you find more truffles in time for the Fungal Food Festival.
Ooh. Très bien, that is so wonderful. Now let's go foraging out in the woods.
Hamlet, Hot Sauce, and the baby foodie journey together through the forest. They climb over rocks and step over fallen logs. Hamlet keeps his snout close to the ground and sniffs continuously.
Do you smell any truffles?
No, not yet.
That's all right, my porcine friend. Just keep sniffing.
Hamlet keeps sniffing and wanders through the woods. The baby foodie and Hot Sauce follow close behind. Then suddenly, Hamlet stops short.
What is it, Hamlet?
I thought I caught a whiff of a truffle, but I lost the scent. Zoot, I can't seem to sniff anything out. I guess we should just give up.
Hamlet lowered his head and began to cry.
It's okay, friend. This is really hard work, and maybe you just need to take a break and have a little fun. How about we start off with a taste of Hot Sauce's super secret awesome sauce?
Ooh.
This will help put a pep in your step.
Come on!
Hamlet sniffed the hot sauce.
I guess it couldn't hurt.
Would you mind serving it up, Hot Sauce?
Ha!
Gulp.
Gulp.
Ooh, yeah.
Ah, que magnifique! That sauce has quite a kick. It makes me feel like shaking and shimmying.
Me too.
Ooh.
Hamlet, Hot Sauce, and the baby foodie did a little truffle shuffle together out in the forest. They shook and shimmied and let out lots of whoops and laughter.
Woo-woo!
Très bien!
Ooh.
How do you feel now, Hamlet?
I feel much better now. In fact, I think I caught the scent of a truffle.
Hamlet raced over to an oak tree.
Ici, I think I smell a truffle treasure.
Oh boy!
Hamlet pointed to a spot on the ground with his snout.
Ici!
The baby foodie carefully dug in the dirt to reveal a giant black truffle.
Here's another one!
The baby foodie uncovered another truffle, even bigger than the first. Hamlet raced over to a hazelnut tree.
Par ici, come quick! I smell a whole bunch over here!
The baby foodie and Hot Sauce chased behind the pig's tail as he sniffed from one spot to the next, unearthing truffle after truffle. Soon they had plenty of prized fungus to bring back to the Fungal Food Festival. The baby foodie fashioned a sack out of his cape and carried all of the truffles back to the tent.
Let's go!
They sat and watched as master chefs prepared a delicious meal with the truffles and other fungus offerings. A magnificent feast was served.
Bon appetit!
The baby foodie sat down with hot sauce and Hamlet the truffle hog. He turned his cape around to use as a handy bib and savored every mouth-watering morsel.
Yum, yum! Trey bone!
After the meal was over, everyone celebrated by dancing the fungal boogie and the truffle shuffle.
Ha ha! Que magnifique!
You're a real fun guy, Hamlet the truffle hog!
Ooh, yeah, yeah!
Merci for teaching me the truffle shuffle.
Yum, yum. That sure was a tasty adventure. I wonder where the baby foodie will travel to next. Where do you think he should go? Are there yummy treats to eat where you live too? Tell us all about it in the Story Spectacular Facebook group or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Storytacular. Let's plan our next yummy expedition together.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
Speaking of tasty adventures, we just received a letter from an animal who loves to eat sweet treats. It's time for Animail, where we read listener mail from our animal friends.
Animail!
Today's Animail comes from our listener, Figgy the Fruit Bat. Figgy writes,
Dear Angie and friends, my name is Figgy and I'm a fruit bat. I live on a tropical island in the Caribbean Sea. I was so very excited to hear the story about Polly the Kid Pirate, who loves to hunt for fruit treasures. I like to hunt for fruit too, especially figs. Last week it was my birthday, so I decided to collect as much fruit as I could to make a fruit cake. I swung out of my tree and flew around, gathering papayas, coconuts, guavas, and of course, figs. I dropped the coconut on a sharp rock to crack it open and used the coconut shell as a mixing bowl. I combined the yummy coconut with sweet papaya fruit and tangy guava fruit all together. Then I placed some sweet figs on top. Next, I baked my birthday cake by flying it over a volcano. Yum, it's done! It was the best birthday fruit cake ever. Maybe someday I will see Polly the Pirate and Crackers the Parrot hunting for treasure on my island, and I can bake them a fruit cake too. I'll be sure to let you know if I do. Until then, thank you so much for the show, and I can't wait to hear more episodes of Story Spectacular. Signed, Figgy the Fruit Bat.
Aw, thanks for the listener mail, Figgy. I'm so glad you were able to enjoy such a special sweet treat on your birthday. Looking forward to reading more Animail from our animal listeners soon.
Animail!
What a delicious show we had today.
Ooh, yeah.
We traveled to France with the baby foodie and hot sauce to meet with Hamlet the truffle hog. Together we search for delicious truffles.
Très bien!
Then we read some sweet Animail from our animal listener, Figgy the Fruit Bat. There is nothing better than good food, good friends, and good stories.
Hooray!
Ooh.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn how you can be a part of the show and hear your voice, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can sign up for the Story Squad and get a free ebook of Digger's Daily Routine, plus song downloads and printable activity pages. You can also shop for books and spectacular gear. All that and more when you visit storyspectacular.com. thanks for tuning in to this special Baby Foodie double feature. I hope you have a delicious day. Thanks for listening.
Have a tasty day.
Yum, yum.
Au revoir.
Ooh.